Okay, thank you. And if you're from Minnetonka, that didn't mean anything. I just looked at a map, saw a funny name, and picked it, all right? I'm sure it's a beautiful, probably a Native American name, too, and I didn't mean any disrespect to the Native Americans, either. I'm a little irritated at them because they come to this country, and they open casinos everywhere. And that's fine, because I want them to be happy like everyone else. I want them to make money and just be happy and get everything they deserve. But for me, it's a problem. There's a casino a mile from my house now, and that's a real big problem, you know, because I'm a compulsive gambler. And the casino's only a mile away, sir. But luckily, I'm also smart. So when I go to the casino, I only bring $100 to gamble with, because I know I work hard, and if I lose $100, it's not the end of the world. And I bring, like, $20 for food in case I get hungry, and $800 for bus fare in case I keep forgetting things and have to go home 300 or 400 times. It's called knowing yourself. This is wonderful that I think comedy is so positive, and that's why I'm glad we're all here. You don't see enough good news. I just read this today. I don't know if you even read it. It was only a little article in today's paper that made it out like good news. You apparently now you can get tested for early onset Alzheimer's, and I'm like, okay, can somebody blow up some balloons, because I want to have a party. You mean I can get a horrible disease? I don't know why you guys are happy about it. It's a pretty fucking sick reaction when you're talking about something as serious as that.